just like playing cards with two people at the same time, two different games.
Yeah.
Did we mention the horse on the left?
That's the offhand horse. Mm-hmm.
I wonder why it's called that.
I don't know. Offhand.
I've heard why it was called the near horse.
Yeah, near horse.
When you drive on the left side of the road, it was the one that was near the... Oh, I don't know. That doesn't make sense either. Did we mention the deer on the horse's head?
Yeah.
For leading him?
Yeah.
Is that the same for leading him and for breaking him?
Oh, no. You use a halter on to lead him. Use a bozo or a bridle or hackamore to break him.
If something isn't very far away, you say it's only a... Only what? Or if somebody says, is it... is it far to the post office? You say, no, it's not far. It's just...
It's about 100 yards down there.
And if you want to tell, want to show him, not telling him exactly, just let him know that it's not distant.
Sometimes just a little ways down there.
And if, on the other hand, it's not close, but it's far off instead of a little ways, it would be what?
Way out, Johnny.
If you want to tell somebody that something is fairly common around, you can say, you go out here and look around, you can find that most...
Most anyplace.
And let's see, we did mention plowing, didn't we? And what you call those things after you run the plow?
Furrow?
Uh-huh. And, we talked about wheat, I think, didn't we?
I don't know that we
talked
about...
Did you raise much wheat?
In around here?
So did you, when you were on the farm?
Well, I never raised any of those myself, so no, I just worked for the other fellas. See, I used to drive them, and when they, back in the early days, they didn't have these combines, they just had binders, and to start with, when I was 8 or 9 years old, I rode the lead horse, you see?
Uh-huh.
And then, 2 or 3 years after that, I rode the lead horse out here on Hog Shooter for George Witt, and then I started down to Clark Woody down on Curl Creek. As soon as school was out, I never would stay in town. I didn't like it. I'd get on my pony and go to the country as George's or Clark's and go to work.
Uh-huh.
And about the third year, I was out there at Park where I had a bumper crop. Wheat in the virgin soil in this country in those days would make anywhere from 50 to 60 bushels, where the soil is depleted to the extent nowadays that you have to fertilize that heavily to put plant alfalfa and put nitrogen in the soil, or use a commercial fertilizer, you see,
mm-hmm.
to bring the soil, build the soil up. Where it's got the sufficient amount of minerals to produce.
Mm-hmm.
And after I was at Clark for a few...
I'm sitting on You ever ride in a Volkswagen?
No, I never have.
Boy, it's a surprise, I tell you. I had a salesman give me a ride, and it was just like going to carnival.